You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kat. For Wednesday, July 28th, 2021, we're getting work done on the roof. That is the source of the noise. Guys, I don't know what they're doing. They're doing something to the chimney. What are you going to do? We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best in the business. Take control of your dental health. Do it today. 317-849-2933 is the number. If you enjoyed this video, hit the like button. It's just that easy. Hello, Greg. Good morning. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts, as we speak, Clydesdales are leading a parade to open Colts camp. First workout today at 10, another practice tomorrow at 10, another practice Friday at 10, then Saturday. Check your schedule, all right, for Saturday. But weekdays, it seems like 10 o'clock is go time. Frank Reich not going to be there because of the positive COVID test. There you go. We spent some time yesterday with DeForest Buckner and Kenny Moore and Zaire Franklin and others. And what we heard from those three guys in particular is they've all been vaccinated. Paris Campbell said he's halfway there. T.Y. Hilton said he hasn't gotten vaccinated yet. That's the way it goes. It's a personal decision, and that's what everyone said. DeForest Buckner said, yeah, I'm fully vaccinated. I see you guys aren't wearing masks. I love it. It's beautiful. And then he smiled. You know, some guys are pro-vaccination, some people are not. That's it. You got to make it. And this is the way it seems to line up. There could be exceptions to this. This is a rule, but there are exceptions to the rule, so do not take it personally. The people I talk to who've gotten vaccinated, what they say is, I wanted to protect others. The people who have not gotten vaccinated, they say, I don't trust the vaccine. I think it might harm me. Non-vaccinated people are thinking about themselves. Vaccinated people, in large part, are thinking about those that they could affect by contracting the virus. There you go. Don't be selfish. Do the right thing, whatever you believe the right thing to be. If you can't get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. It's that easy. At any rate, question marks about the Colts are plentiful. Carson Wentz, is he going to be the Carson Wentz of 2017 or the Carson Wentz of 2020 or somewhere in between? That is going to determine what the Indianapolis Colts are as a team. Are they going to be successful in the media room yesterday? One of the sages of the media room, they were asked yesterday, hey, you think the Colts got a shot at the Super Bowl? And that person responded, not as long as Patrick Mahomes and Allen are healthy. You got to have the best quarterback in the conference in order to qualify for the Super Bowl. That's kind of the way it works. And we have no reason to believe right now that Carson Wentz is going to be that guy. Maybe he winds up being that guy, but we don't know. Is the defense going to be as good about, you know what, Kenny, I do too, to an extent. The defense is going to be about how it all works together. And talking to Buckner yesterday and Moore and Franklin, they all say, you know, we've got the tools to be the best defense in the NFL, but all those tools have to work together in harmony to get that done. They don't have enough talent to be able to do it with individual excellence. No defense in the NFL is so talented that they can do that. You've got to get pass rush so the defensive backs don't get exposed. You've got to have good coverage so the pass rush has a chance to get to quarterbacks. It all works. You know, it works like this. It doesn't work like this. That's the way it is in football. That's why football is a great team sport, because you absolutely need to rely on the other 10 guys on the field to do their jobs, or you can't do yours. We'll see if Quiddy Pay can do his. We'll see if Tyquan Lewis and Ben Banigou and Al-Kadeen Muhammad and Kamoko Ture can all do their job to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks so the cornerbacks don't get exposed. Because we've seen what that looks like. Rock Ya-Sin being exposed does not put you in a position to win football games. And that's the way it'll be for the Indianapolis Colts. Bad news yesterday from Mike Babinski, who is talking to Mike Carmen. Mike Babinski says that this will be the last year for the Crossroads Classic. I hate to hear that. I love Crossroads Classic Day. It's a really fun day, a celebration of college basketball in the state that I believe appreciates basketball best. You had Indiana and Purdue downtown playing either Butler or Notre Dame. So you had the four big-time programs in the state of Indiana all getting together, playing some basketball. The Bankers Life Fieldhouse seating area divided into quarters. So you had quarter of it Notre Dame fans, quarter of it Indiana, quarter of it Purdue, quarter of it Butler. It was always full. And people just had a great time. People got along really well. It wasn't like, you know, fans of rival teams beating the hell out of each other. Really had a good time watching basketball all day long. It was, like I said, a great celebration of college basketball. And I think it's a complete shame that it's coming to an end. But money talks. And greed rules. Business, college athletics, pick, you know, whatever it is. You know, it's all about money. It's always about money, and I think that's a total shame. Texas and OU leaving the Big 12 to go to the SEC. It's all about money. It's all about cash. You know, greed, I guess it's always been this way, where greed's kind of ruled the roost, and I think that's a total shame. Greed being the, and dollars being the only quantifiable measure of success is just ridiculous. That we need a quantifiable measure of success is absurd. Subjectivity needs to be exercised, for goodness sake. We need to be a little bit more holistic in how we evaluate businesses and how we evaluate athletic departments and how we evaluate individuals. That their gross worth, their net value, does not equal their value as human beings or as entities in our lives. How about that? How about that for a little Eastern philosophy on a Wednesday morning here in Central Indiana? Pacers Vice President of Player Personnel, Ryan Card, talked to the media yesterday, as he does every year a couple of days before the draft. He says the Pacers are ready, and what they do is they build their board 1 through 80, and they're meticulous about it, and they go back in drafts, and they try to figure out what they did right and what they did wrong, and we'll see how that, you know, how they bring that to bear in about 36 hours, as the Pacers will be on the clock with the 13th overall pick unless they deal out of it. We'll see if they do that. This draft, according to Ryan Carr, at the top of the draft, that top kind of tier is filled with really, really good players. That middle tier, good players too. And at 13, you ought to be able to get a guy. You know what? Donovan Mitchell, Zach LaVine, Devin Booker, we've talked about them for weeks being representatives. And let's not even talk about Kobe Bryant being the 13th overall pick. Those guys, you're not going to get Kobe Bryant at 13th overall very often. You're not going to get Giannis Antetokounmpo at 15 very often, where he was selected back in 2013. You're going to get a guy, maybe, if you do your work correctly, a guy like Mitchell, a guy like Booker, a guy like LaVine, who can really help your franchise improve. We'll see if the Pacers are that lucky coming up tomorrow night. Bums me out we can't go down. Like the media, historically, and this wasn't true last year either because of COVID, but we usually go down to the St. Vincent Center, sit around, eat pizza, and talk to Kevin Pritchard and others who come out, talk to Rick Carlisle, whoever the coach is, and discuss what the selection was. And it's just a really fun night. It's a good time, and it bums me out. We're not going to be able to do that kind of thing this year. So, but that's the way it goes. Olympic news, Simone Biles has withdrawn from the all-around final. You know what? I don't walk in her shoes, so I don't judge her behavior. You want to judge her behavior? Oh, she quit. How the hell do you know? You don't know. You have no idea what she's going through. I have no idea what she's going through. Maybe she is quitting. I don't know. But maybe she's got some serious issues, some bubbles in her think tank that are causing her pause. I have no way to assess that. So I'm not gonna kick dirt on Simone Biles' gymnastics career. For God's sake, she is what she is, a champion. And she's doing her very best to enjoy her final Olympics. And whatever that brings, you know what? God bless. Good for her. I got no problem. I got nothing but love for you, Simone. Team USA beat Iran by 54. Of course they did. How do you not? All they got in Iran is sand. I don't even know that they have a usable wooden basketball court in Iran. I think they've just got a bunch of taped up socks, duct tape around socks and garbage that they try to bang on the sand and throw into a literal peach basket. I think that's how they play basketball in Iran, so that the United States somehow, people throwing stuff off the roof, that the United States beat them by 54, I think is probably a cause for national celebration in Iran. I don't know. Team USA is going to play the Czechs coming up later this week. They've got two players who are good. Tomas Satoransky. Tells you how good. I mean, I know who Tomas Satoransky is. And then Blake Shilb. Blake Shilb's like 37 years old, and he's the best player that the Czechs have. A graduate of Loyola of Chicago, a really good player at Loyola of Chicago, who graduated in 2007. He's an old man, and he's probably the best player on the Czech national team. Team USA is going to walk over the Czechs. They're going to go to the knockout round, and we'll see what they do there. I think there are better teams. I don't like Team USA's chances to win gold at all. I would assess their odds of winning a medal, of not winning a medal, being greater than their winning gold at this point. The Cubs lost last night 7-4. Joey Votto went deep two more times. Look, you got to throw this guy off his rhythm, which means a fastball to the ribs, especially after the Reds plunked Chris Bryant last night in his lat. You have got to respond, and you respond by plunking Joey Votto and getting him out of his rhythm. Plus, he pimps out a home run trot in a way that just, like, basic decency requires a fastball to the ribs, right? That's baseball. You got to make a guy who pimps out a home run trot like that, you got to make him pay. What are we doing? Don Drysdale is spinning in his grave. Bob Gibson is spinning in his grave. Be a man as a pitcher. Hit a guy in the dupa or in the back. Don't hit the head. Don't throw at the head ever, ever, ever. You can send a message without endangering a guy's health. So send that message. 90-mile-an-hour fastball to the tuchus. That's how we ensure fair play in baseball and decent behavior in baseball. So there you go. Yeah, he should do that. He should be he's a widget, right? That's what he is. You can put Nyheim Hines all over the place. You can throw him in at the slot. You can have him in the backfield. You can put him in the backfield, motion him out, and send him out as a wide receiver. You can do all those things with Nyheim Hines. He's got sprinter speed. He's got good hands. He's a good running back. He's a good receiver. He's good at everything. He is kind of that next Darren Sproles type guy. So, of course, that's what the Colts will do with him, and I think they're going to be successful in doing it. I like Nyheim Hines a lot. Great dude. Birthdays being celebrated today. Anthony Mina, Happy birthday, Dwayne Schiffel, Nikki Reed, the great Terry Riley celebrating a birthday. Joseph Graham, happy birthday. The great Curtis E. Taylor, happy birthday. Former IT guy at, in fact, he ran IT for MS Communications. Always liked working with Curtis. Stephen Reiner, happy birthday. Matthew Hoagland, happy birthday. And the great Kinsey Ashworth, happy birthday. John, get your sister a card. Let's go. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. You know what? At the end of the day, just take good care of each other. Understand that you're part of a society of human beings. None of you is trying to make the day of anybody else miserable today. So don't respond by making somebody else's life miserable. They're not trying to get in your way. Be patient. Take a deep breath. Enjoy yourself. And let's take a look and see how the guys are doing. There they are. Up on the roof fixing stuff. That's what we do. Got to keep up the house.